I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
All right, so it is that time of the month where we are bringing our listeners some of the things that have been irking us. And again, right on schedule, can I just say, I'm very red.
I just finished, and I am pretty much, I guess I'm in my fertile window, so I am nice and wet and juicy.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Nicole, anything you want to add about downstairs?
I don't need to tell you about my moisture status.
Moisturier.
Okay. Sounds great.
She's just like, all right, let's just cut to the chase.
Well, that's because we talked about it the other day. She's like, you need
almost
to
threw
shut
up. Yeah, almost
she's,
threw
that's
up.
Her rag time with me. She's like, could you shut up about how wet your vag is?
Yeah.
I don't care. I go, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know. It's weird.
You should probably be like kind of proud of that because, you know, like the legend has it that as you get older, that happens less and less. So you should be bragging. You're okay.
I am wet, everybody.
Yes, everyone knows.
Wait, can I have like a flower with like a drip coming out of it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll get t-shirts made. Excellent. Good. Good
That's
news.
Great.
Good for you. But yeah,
You want to start ragging first?
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like I couldn't say it enough. I know it's died down a little bit, but I mean, just like about a week ago or so, wasn't it? That whole thing about Kanye being like 50 million plus in debt.
Yeah, I can't.
And then he's on Twitter asking Zuckerberg for a loan, who is part of Facebook, not Twitter.
Yeah.
And then there's a GoFundMe page and everything. And I just thought, how can the guy that claims to be the best at everything be broke and be okay telling all these people, like telling the world?
Yeah.
Read into it a little bit more. He said, you know, like his personal finances are fine. I mean, like he can still afford his homes, you know, his sports cars. It's just that in order to bring his creativity to the world, he needs a lot more money.
Yeah.
Hence why he would be in debt if he were to do this. So
yeah.
Really, he wants a GoFundMe page for all of us to just allow to bring the Yeezy to everything.
Because there's so much in his brain that he could be carrying diseases and famine, and we're not supplying him with the funds.
Yeah. Here we are just buying his stupid CDs, you know?
Oh, my. Which he hasn't even released yet, right?
Like, he keeps not stopping the release on that one, yeah.
The amount, of self-absorbedness of this guy, it's amazing to me that he takes himself seriously.
Yeah, it is. That's the thing that's so mind-blowing is that, and he's such a freaking paradox. Like he, you know, he calls himself the greatest, and yet I don't know if his clothing line I would call it successful.
No.
Like you know, he says he's going to put out an album, he doesn't. He changes the name of it every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and yet he's trying to brand himself a genius, and it's just like, well, your track record's not really speaking, you know, along those same lines. And it's just, I feel like it's kind of like Kilgrave. Like, we were just talking about Jessica Jones. I feel
right.
Like he thinks he's got mind control over his however many millions of followers, that if he just says, do this, they're going to do it.
Yeah, and I think he's crazy. I mean, I think he's certifiable crazy. Something happened and where he snapped, where he already made his millions. He has surrounded himself with all yes people.
Yep.
And the Kardashians.
and
that's it. And no one can tell him no. I mean, audio leaked this week, or it might have been last week, about him freaking out at SNL. He didn't want to go on.
Yeah, I listened to it. I actually listened to it. But I love that he has to open every rant with something about Taylor Swift. It's like the only way. It's like he's talking about something that happened during the, you know, his production, and then somehow he gets on Taylor Swift about it, and it's just like, I think sometimes he just uses that as a way to stay relevant, for it to make a headline. You know?
Or I think he really wants to bang her. I think he wants to bang her so bad so he can say, look, I did fuck her.
I know.
I proved it. Or he really thinks he did. Like, in his mind, he probably thinks that he did.
He's putting out statements saying that she would be okay with it. Like, right. You know, because he said that was a lyric in his song. And he's saying that he checked with her and she said it would be okay. And I think, now that's when you look at a track record of somebody and you go, nah, she wouldn't say that. You know, it's like, that's what I mean. Like, with his track record, how does he expect anybody to have any faith in anything that he says about himself? Because he's always contradicting it. And he's such a human, a walking human twat.
Yeah.
You know, like, he really just is. It's just unbelievable to me that anybody would take him serious. Anyone. Mm-hmm.
Good thing for T-Swift is if she does hook up with him, she knows what he likes. Give him a little stink finger.
Yeah!
Exactly. Exactly. It's just so crazy. Even the mere thought of it.
The girl, she wouldn't do that. T-Swift is a good girl, everybody.
She's a good girl, and plus she's got a tiny, tiny bum.
Yeah. Although, he might like the bony finger, though.
He might.
She is like all bones, man. Yeah. He might like those long bony fingers going zero and on in.
Yeah, he could say what he want, but that really brought him down a couple of notches, and there was no recovering from somebody talking about, you know, sticking their finger in your ass. You don't recover from something like that.
It emasculates you.
You know, if you deny it, you protest too much. If you say you liked it, you're a fag. There's no way out. No way out. It was the perfect insult.
Yes, if you're Yeezy, it's a perfect neg.
It is. Nice. We're right there with you, man. He needs to go away.
Yeah, that one just stuck with me. It really, really stuck with me. Like, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. And it's like, and then I was mad at myself because I go, that's what he wants. That's what he wants, for you to be thinking about him all the time. Like, right. I felt like he was working his mind shit on me and I had to, like, fight the rage. It was ridiculous. So, yeah, that was my number one thing. And then I had a couple of more. But go ahead. Give me yours. You had a good one.
Well, I mean, my number one, I think, this week was, and I know it's very simple, but plastic wrap. I hate plastic wrap so much. They say it clings to everything. It clings to itself and nothing else. And if you get, like, the big roll where it's, like, the 200-footer, and then if there's one little nick at the top, and then it starts to unravel on itself in a sense, where, or I should say wrap around itself, that by the time you figure it out, you only have like a little square when you should have a big sheet.
Exactly.
And then you have to like get scissors or a razor blade to rip it all off to start again. And then it starts, and then it happens again. Or when you get to the end and then the whole roll comes out.
Yep.
Yep. And then I have to actually put like that knife sharpening stick in the carton to make sure it stays in the stupid box. I hate it. I almost threw it out in the backyard.
I do. I've lost many a fight with a roll of cling film. Exactly, it's the same thing. And I'm like that shitty half-ass saw that runs along the bottom will slice your finger, but it will not slice the where you want it to do it. Yeah, I think I had a cling film meltdown one time in front of a roommate. Yeah,
you didn't kill them with it, did you?
No, I didn't kill them with it. I actually let them film it because I said the world should probably know about this, but we didn't do anything with it.
Like backed up in it, and you're like fighting it,
right?
I can totally imagine me if I needed to use it as a dental dam. The mood would be ruined because I wouldn't get a big enough piece, and I would be like, forget this. You know what? Right. Get the fuck out of my house. I'm just gonna masturbate. I'm done.
You'd be walking in with this ratty little piece of cling wrap, and your finger in a Band-Aid.
Like, baby, you ready? This is all I got.
Like, that's 1/16th of the surface area of my.
You want my tongue on you or not? Let's do this.
I just read something about how oral sex is going to be the leading cause for mouth cancer.
What?
Like, there was a little something that Michael Douglas said back when he was had it about that, and now it's like starting to get proven. And I'm like, oh my god, take another something away from us, you know? Jesus. Great. We will be running there. I don't know. I'm just going to put this out there that in like 3 years' time, a dental dam business will be one of the leading corporations
yeah,
in the world again.
So
yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, where do you even get it? Like, it's not like where condoms are. Like, you have to go to a sex store?
I don't even know.
Yeah, we were going to go to Walgreens and just start yelling about it.
Yeah.
Pride Festival. You just have to go to a Pride Fest. You'll find them. Somebody will be giving them out.
Made dental dams? Like, I want Johnson & Johnson dental dams.
That's just
kind of
messed up that you can get condoms and all these other things for anything that you need for a man, but
you can actually get them at the dentist, can't you?
You can?
I think you can. Like, I remember...
Oh my gosh, you totally asked my dentist, and he's so creepy. Like, he loves my wife's teeth so much. He's like, oh, Pauline, your teeth are so straight.
That's
like,
weird.
She, like, gets a little bit uncomfortable, so oh my god, if I totally asked him if he has a dental dam... I'd probably get poked in the arm by his boner. Challenge accepted.
Speaking of that, we had couples massages this past weekend, and both of us got teabagged by the masseuse's boobs.
Oh.
By the boobs. By the boobs.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Teabagged by the jugs while they were like over us. Because she said to me when it was over, did you, when you had to flip over, did the boobs hit you in the face? I'm like, yeah, kind of. It was like being teabagged, though, but by boobs. Like, exactly. So, yeah.
Like, but I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it one bit. They were just there.
I enjoyed it because it was a shared experience.
Well, this is totally perfect, too.
Oh, like when you're getting your hair cut and they're like, someone's over you and they're like, almost like straddling your, like, leg. And it's just, you feel their heat.
You're like, if you just shift it a little bit upward,
so uncomfortable.
The poor person.
Boobs in your face, a snatch on your lap. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, it's so great to be a lesbian.
Does have its perks. But yes. Cling wrap on the list. Well done.
Thank you.
Nicole, you've had one that's been nagging at you for a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, if we want to, one of them, if you want to go back to the self-absorbed, the Will Smith children.
Oh!
Will Smith children. Just the Smith family in general.
This time.
Yeah.
They're just constantly being, like, it seems like they're trying to be so meta and cool, but they're just, the whole family's just douches.
Uh-huh.
They really are. And you know how I know this for a fact? For a fact that, especially Jaden, for a fact that
he's the one who annoys me the most.
Yeah, he's like a total douche. Do you guys watch Impractical Jokers?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Did you see the one where the losers had to get tattoos, but they weren't allowed to see what the tattoos were?
Yeah.
And didn't one of them end up with a Jaden Smith tattoo on his leg?
That's right, yes.
I mean, if you're a loser and your friends pick out a Jaden Smith tattoo that you got to sport for the end of time,
it just seems like
that's picking out the biggest douche in the world.
On any trend, like now he's gender fluid and we all have to care about it. And he wears skirts.
I cared about it more when it was Johnny Depp's daughter. Who? Yeah. But yeah, this is
like
getting out of control.
The interview sent me where they're just talking about like, they study and that they don't think books are good enough, so they're writing their own novels.
Oh, I hate them.
I can't.
They're like trying to explain theories that they don't even understand themselves. It just sounds like they're repeating bullshit that was churned out to them.
They're part of like a douchey circle, though. They're part of like a Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Justin Bieber friends circle that they're all just a little bit on the brink of being actual, I think, like sociopaths. Like they're just psychotic. You know, like they don't make sense. They're just doing things to be in the headlines and stay relevant, and everybody buys it because in my opinion, they pay photographers, paparazzis, media outlets. That it's all a money machine.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever, like, when they go, oh, the paparazzi's here, it's because you called them. That's why they're there.
Yeah,
keep your hand up like you don't want them to take your pictures when your mom or your dad or Kris Jenner called them for you.
Yeah, like your dad literally made movies just so you can fucking be in them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they ruined The Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah.
Another crap. I don't even know the name of the other crap movie they both were in. That was about, like...
They were on space or something, right? Yeah. To get lost in space.
Nobody saw any of these movies.
No.
No. They keep trying, though, don't they? It's like they want the world to embrace their kid. It's like, nah, we don't even like you guys anymore, so we're not going to like your kids.
It's like, just accept the weird success of whip your hair back and forth and move on.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's your 15 minutes. Go back exactly. in your hole.
No go more.
Go oh, write your God. Novel.
Again, they probably surround themselves with yes people.
They all do. I feel like they all do.
That's even their parenting style, that like they let them do whatever the fuck they want.
That's because they have nannies that are looking out for them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My other one, like I know I mentioned this one in the email, was that I saw that the mullet was making a slow comeback.
Oh, no! And I saw the other day a kid have a tail.
A rat tail?
A rat tail. Oh.
So the mullet's coming back, so is the rat tail.
I just saw the rat tail. I was watching Mozart in the Jungle, and the guy had the rat tail, and I was kind of like, all right, I get it, because he's really eccentric. But yeah. I don't know that it has any, like, symbolic meaning like it did in the 80s. But, yeah, this is alarming to me that these things are coming back around again. Like, if it was on the – I think I saw it – did I say I saw it on the Today Show website?
Yeah, but who was the performer? I think it was on the Grammys, a performer.
It was Zen something. Zendaya?
Yeah, she wore, had a mullet.
Yeah.
And walked the red carpet.
Yep. And then they were just, like, finding people. They found random people in New York that had mullets. And I was just like, in New York. So it's scaring me a little bit because I have to tell you, my best haircut was a mullet. Best ever. And it was all on a whim. I was in cosmetology school because a friend of mine was going to be a hairdresser. And I was getting my license to do acrylic nails.
Okay.
And so they were all in like a theory part of class and they were in a different section of the school. And I was done with whatever I had to do. So I was sitting in the room where they would do their haircuts and stuff. And I just picked up a pair of clippers and just went and shaved off the sides of my hair. And then I went home and my mother almost killed me because I was in a wedding like a week later. I was supposed to be in my cousin's wedding in 1 week. And she went nuts. But I got to tell you, for me, it was like my best look, I thought. Because I was a raging lesbian and I didn't know it.
Well, now that you know it, do you want to advertise it fully?
I really wish I could go back to it. It was the easiest haircut. It looked the best.
Then you should embrace it. Let's do it right now.
Yeah. Don't even say that. My wife just got clippers because I was just doing her hair the other day and I was telling her the story and her eyes lit up. I'm like, stop it. Don't. Yeah, that's all it takes, really. Is I'm not like Donna, like where you could say, I dare Donna. Who dares Donna? Because she would do it. Not me. Not me. I still fear my mother.
With her new corporate job, would she really show up with a mullet with her new job?
I don't know. I don't know, but there's very few dares that she would walk away from. It's just anybody that'll drive an electric golf cart down Duval Street in Key West in their underpants and nothing else. You know. It just goes to show you, there's not a line there. There's no line.
Nice.
But,
interesting, though, in where we live in Jersey, there are some mullets that pop up.
Yeah, we're kind of in the hick area.
I mean, our neighbor across the street kind of has, like, the Farrah Fawcett feathered mullet.
She does.
She really does. Like
that was my favorite. I'll be honest. That was my favorite. A little, almost like John Taylor from Duran Duran.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
You know, when she's like, oh, I'm going to get my hair cut. And I wanted to say, oh, are you getting rid of the mullet this time? I don't say anything. And then when she comes home, it's shorter on the top, but still feathered. She's still got it feathered.
Wow. So next time, ask her where she gets her hair cut and then say, like, do you get your hair cut? Where do you get your hair cut at? Like 1988? You got to step back in the time machine to get that haircut.
Totally, because she still, I think, has Reebok. Sneakers, you know, like the
she is like stuck in the 80s.
And her mom jeans, her stone-washed mom jeans.
It was a lovely time, and you know what? While we're talking about it, I'm just gonna go put it right out there that on Saturday we watched the whole Fuller House marathon on Netflix.
Oh boy!
Yeah, well, yeah. It just happens. I think when you hit a certain part of your 40s, you get a little nostalgic for that, and especially because Jem's in her 30s. Like, for me to explain it, yeah. And all these things that she just goes, oh.
When I watch, like, if the reruns are on when you're channel flipping on, you know, Nickelodeon or whatever,
yep.
And it's like the entire show was laugh track.
Yeah. Oh,
there's,
yeah, totally.
Nothing remotely funny about that show.
No.
I heard Fuller House was just horrid, though. Was it?
I mean, it was like, you could tell there was some serious money behind it. They really put a lot of effort in. They had a lot of guest stars. They had Bollywood numbers. They had dance numbers. They had singing. They had every gimmick and stop you could pull out to get people to embrace this and love it once again. And it was just kind of like, eh.
Wow. So basically, yeah. You're pissed off that you wasted 4 hours of Saturday to Fuller House.
Yeah, the only good thing about it is you can go, well, you know, the little sister actually grew a nice set of knockers. And if Candace Cameron Bure would just put a piece of duct tape over her mouth, she's not bad to look at. But it's just knowing the things that she says on The View,
exactly,
you know, makes you not like her. But to look at, not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
My friend equated the Fuller House show to bad porn acting, but it never gets to the sex.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just the continual bad
The first porn couple acting. Of lines in it, I just shook my head. I was like, this is going to be a rough afternoon.
I have to do it.
You gotta. But it was all worth it just for the Michelle references.
Yeah.
Just for the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen references.
We're good.
Oh, my God.
They don't need that money.
No, of course not. Please. Like, I don't want to be associated with the shit.
Nope. Exactly. It was so obvious. But, yeah, so, the mullet. I'm the type of person I would openly hug somebody with a mullet and just say, you know what, you be you.
I agree with you. But then, you know, when I was at the fruit punch later on, wasted, I would be talking about, like, dude, I can't believe they have a mullet. That would be me. I'd be like, you be you. Good for you. But, oh, my God, you need to get rid of that.
Because their face one thing.
Right. So going with that, being at a party, have you ever gotten an itch in your vagina at the worst time?
Yes.
And it's kind of like one of those things where it's like at the top where you can kind of like put your hand in your pocket.
Oh, no.
It is deep. And it's, you got to get under there and like get under the hood and scratch the fuck out of it.
It's ridiculous because you try everything. Don't you try to do the wiggle?
Yeah.
The wiggle, the leg cross.
Yep.
The leg cross, then like some kegels.
Exactly.
In there. Nothing works, and all of a sudden you just like either have to excuse yourself, and you pray that you can make it to the bathroom to scratch, because as you're walking down the hallway, you're just like, oh, you kind of do like the shimmy,
like,
you're like, oh, and then sometimes you're just like, you know what, fuck this, and you just go in. Like, that happened to me on the bus, and I'm just like trying to like, you know, move my legs, and I was just like, oh, forget it, and I went, because like, you know, guys scratch their balls all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't care where they are.
Adjusting, scratching. Yeah, they don't, it doesn't matter.
No.
They're just touching it. It's like touching their junk.
Right, or like they adjust it. Like, God forbid you see a girl scratch her outer lip, and it's like, oh, my God, ew. So then it's like if you see a guy really go in there under the hood to get his underneath, it's like pretty much his taint.
Yeah.
Why can't I?
I just... there is nothing funnier, though, than, like, even if you see somebody, like, do a weird wiggle or something when they, because you know it.
Yeah.
And you sympathize with them, you know.
Like, just scratch it.
Yeah, we know, girl. We know. We got you.
I was watching a stand-up comedian here, Miranda Hart. She was in Spy with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The British best friend.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Oh, God. She does a thing about, like, the Beyonce walk. Like, that walk. And she always says, it looks like someone's got an itch down there and they're trying to get it, and that's the walk that you have to do. And then she'll like do the imitation of it. It is hysterical because every woman has to go through it, lesbian or not.
Absolutely.
Has to happen.
Absolutely.
Has to happen. And I always think to myself too, like, is it worse if you're like, if you're a waxer, right? And you're all gone, or even Brazilian, whatever. Or if you're full Angela Davis, hippie, Bush, you know, Jewish burning bush type of thing down there. Like, does it matter? Is that what causes it? Is it, it doesn't matter. I feel like it just doesn't matter.
Something gets you.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's like something just zings you.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like. Like, there's a hair follicle that's just like...
It's like being tased. It's like being tased.
Exactly. And then, and you know, when it comes on to you, too, you're like, oh. And then you're just trying to be all cool about trying to itch it.
You gotta hope you're sitting on a chair so you can just do the uncomfortable shift thing.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me.
That's bad. That is bad. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, it's annoying, but it is funny as shit. Funny as shit.
Yep.
All right, Nicole, you're up.
Oh, all right. Well, another big one is millennials, and I know I'm considered a millennial. I'm on the far end of it, I guess.
Yeah.
We decided, me and my wife, that we're the Oregon Trail generation. We looked that up.
The Oregon Trail.
Take ourselves away.
DOS.
But like all the words that people are coming up with, and then like I have to research it every time I hear the word, and that's what drives me nuts even more. But then I'm hoping that if I start using the words, that they'll be uncool.
Well, because just you using it, but where are you using it?
I'm 35 and it's not. I'm not.
Well, who are you gonna use them to? Your child?
I just walk around town.
Okay. Well, if you start. Okay.
When the lady delivers the mail, you were like, "Thanks a lot, bae."
Exactly. Like we just thought, like, oh, it's like they're too lazy to say baby, but it means before anyone else.
Yeah, it's like even stupider. Even stupider, because you would never fucking say that.
No,
I thought they called Beyonce Bay.
Queen Bay, get your shit together.
Yeah.
So she's the queen before anything else.
Yeah.
Now I'm confused. Now I'm really confused.
You're thinking Bey. This is Bae. How's that?
Right, okay. All right, thank you.
The one that really just like gets under my skin that I heard was Hundo P.
What?
Like 100%. It just makes me think of somebody like in June wearing a wool beanie. Brooklyn.
Hundo P.
Hundo P. Like, that's Hundo P.
So cool. What if I gave you 110%? Would that be a Hundo Hundo P plus 10?
Hundo TP.
Yeah, there it is. FOMO.
I mean, you know what? I'm not completely put off by it, although I don't like to think that hard over a language I should know instinctively. But I think because being friends with Donna for however many years now, she was always I used to call her the abbreviate-speak queen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know? So, I was almost kind of used to her just cutting words in half, like shortening them right up, like not know, especially in texts and messages and emails and stuff. Oh my God. Like, I would never know what she means. It took me like up until like 3 years ago to know what TTYL meant because I didn't know it might talk to you later. I'm like, what is she trying to say? Like, I don't get it. So yeah, I feel like I've had a struggle with this way longer than the average person.
But I didn't even know they're like literally shortening shit down to like one letter now.
No,
like,
they're just making up their own language.
Yeah, exactly. V for Barry or P for pretty.
Yep.
Like, I'm pretty pee-wasted.
Yeah. The V for Barry drives me nuts. I can't stand that.
What about fleek? What does on fleek mean?
On point, yeah.
It's fly and sleek as one word.
Oh, look at you busting out the definition.
Right.
Oh, man.
Adjective. Fly.
Wow, now I get it. Now I actually kind of like
it. It started with an eyebrow video. A girl said it in a video about doing her eyebrows. That's how it started.
That's where I've always heard it. What's her name? What's her name? Started on fleek.
I don't know. Who the fuck was. On fleek.
Okay.
But the best one, the FOMO, the fear of missing out. Seinfeld was just on the Daily Show, and he said, like, I think they brought it up somehow, and he's just like, I'm at an age where, like, if I've walked past something, and you tell me, like, oh, there's this really cool shit behind you, you're like, I've probably seen it. And, like, don't even have the strength to turn around. That's how I feel.
Fear of missing out. I know. It's like that. Did YOLO come for that? From that? Is that where did YOLO originate from the Bay Speak people?
I think so. I know, like, Drake popularized it. I don't know if he's the inventor of it though.
Really?
I don't know.
invented YOLO.
Well, listen to the song.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, It's just like stating the obvious, isn't it? We all know you only live once. Doesn't mean I got to jump off of a bridge when I come to it, because
right,
you know.
And I can handle most of them, but there's one where I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Oh, what is it?
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh yeah, that's brutal. Brutal.
Yeah, but is it SNS?
No, just sorry, not sorry. It's like, I'm going to throat punch you if you say that.
Sorry, no. Sorry.
She just covered up. Flinch. Made you flinch.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
It's so douchey to say that.
It really is. No, I agree. It is dumb.
It's like so passive.
Man, but I've said that to you a couple times in text messages. I will keep that in mind.
All right.
Sorry.
Next time she walks up to you. Next time she walks up to you and punches you in the throat, at least you'll know why.
Yeah, she'll come across the street just throw a prone at me. Going, boom! Like, what? Sorry, not sorry! Oh, God. What?
That's awesome.
We'll see what annoys me about that.
We're rubbing knees now. Stop touching me!
Put a pillow between.
This one annoys me, Nicole touching me.
Put a pillow between. Don't make me separate you.
Yeah.
When we were younger and we get in trouble, my mother would make everybody sit on a different piece of furniture. Nobody, because that's what would happen. Somebody would start, she's touching me, she's touching me. So you're on the chair, you're on the ottoman, you're on one side of the sofa, you're on the other side. Arms length away.
No one's touching anybody.
Yep, nobody's touching anybody. So, all right, so my other one had to do with Adele's been in the news a lot, especially over here because of the Brits. But even going back before that, because of the whole Grammy thing, it was like people didn't know what to shit on first. The fact that she was pitchy because of a sound problem, or the fact that she let her kid wear an Anna from Frozen costume at Disneyland. He's fucking three.
It's a shit.
Exactly.
You're at Disneyland. You bring him into a store. You've got all the money in the world. And you go, pick out whatever you want, son. And that's what he picks out. So you put it on him and you push him through Disneyland. And everyone's snapping pictures, but giving you shit because your kid's wearing a Frozen costume.
Yeah. We're all up in arms when like stores don't have gender neutral things, and then when someone actually just puts a girl, what would be considered a girl's costume, on a boy, that's a problem.
It's unbelievable. It was just like, oh my God, what did you expect? They probably walked into a store where that is the biggest thing in the store at Disneyland right now, and that, I mean, what kid wouldn't pick it out if it's right in his face and everywhere he looks?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous that anybody would even think to give her some slack about it. Like she said before in interviews that she wouldn't care whether he was gay or straight. Like she would just be supportive of whatever, you know, whoever he loved. Like it wouldn't matter. And it's just like, isn't that enough? Like now you got to give her shit.
Well, I think people, you know, just need to complain about something.
They really
do.
I mean? They really
do. It's just like, they might not approve of it, but so they have to say something. Yeah. But I think she's nailing parenting.
Yeah.
I think so. You know, the same thing with Brad and Angelina letting their kid dress like a boy because she wants to be,
exactly.
Yeah, it's just like, just let them be. And it's hard enough that you have to raise a kid in a society where everybody's jumping out of the bushes and trying to take pictures of them. You know what I mean? But then your parenting skills are being scrutinized by the world, not your own parents or your family, you know, but the world. It's like ridiculous. It's so hard to watch. It really is.
I mean, is the kid loved? Yes. Is he being supported? Yes. Everyone, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's like,
who cares?
It's because it's a mindset that like you're going to make, that someone can make someone gay, or that you choose to. It's like, because you slap an Anna costume on him, he's not going to be like at a rest stop.
Tapping his foot underneath the next stall.
Years. I mean, come on.
Exactly. I mean, growing up, I was a tomboy and I wanted to wear jeans and t-shirts, whatever. My mom was like, no, you're a girl and you're going to wear dresses. I mean, she didn't let me play in dresses, but she let me wear the jeans, but she tried to put me in dresses. Well, it didn't work. I'm still a lesbian.
Yeah. It's true. My mom put forth quite an effort. Quite an effort. My mother really did. I got to give her credit for trying. She really put up. I mean, seriously, up until I was like, probably like in my, like 38, I was in another cousin's wedding, and there was only two people. my cousin and her husband were getting married, and all they wanted was a maid of honor and a best man. And okay. my cousin and I were very close growing up. We were like sisters. We lived one house away from each other. So my cousin said to me, listen, I don't want you to be uncomfortable on our wedding day. So you pick out whatever you want to wear, whether it's pants, whether it's a tux as well, whether it's a dress, whether it's a pantsuit. I don't care. I just want you to be comfortable. And I will be okay with it because I don't need anything in a color scheme. You know, I'll be in white. My husband will be in a black tux. His best man will be in a black tux. Whatever you, I don't care. So, you know, whatever you want. So we went and I picked out this great kind of zoot suit almost, like, you know, really cool pinstriped kind of suit thing with, you know, wide leg pants and had black pumps, and I thought it was going to look really good. My mother just shot the idea down with like a fucking missile. Like just went, no, that's not happening. You will wear a dress. We will find a dress that you'll be comfortable in. I was like, oh my God, I'm 38 years old. I can't believe this is happening. So like, yeah.
Mom, I have a mullet. I need to wear this suit.
In the mullet, I was in a blue taffeta dress though. The worst part about the mullet time. Yeah, worst part about the mullet thing was I was in a blue taffeta dress with the puffy sleeves. Yeah. It was like
this looks more ridiculous. I should have been in a suit.
Oh my God. It's just like it really took that long to get her to just
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. Like it's not gonna make a goddamn bit of difference what you wear is not gonna have any effect on who you end up with, who you love, who turned you on. Not gonna matter. Nope. What they wear might, but not what you wear.
Right.
So yeah, unfortunately that really irked me. It really, really bugged me that it's just you know, and I'm not saying that she can do no wrong. I mean, who knows? But I'm just saying, out of all the people, you're right. She's nailing parenting, and that's what you're gonna pick on her for. So that was my third thing that really irked me this week.
Badly. I mean, when I think about all the people now that feel vocal, they feel comfortable enough to vocal their hatred.
I think that's the
for
problem.
Certain things. Yeah. I mean, and I guess. This wasn't on my list, but this can be my third thing, and you probably agree too. Like, this whole Donald Trump mess. You know, everyone, like, you know, people are speaking out, and they're just basically spewing their hatred because they see a guy who is number one in the polls spewing hatred, and
so they're comfortable.
He's basically being rewarded for being a racist and a bigot and a hater and all this stuff, and so everyone now is feeling comfortable enough to do it themselves.
Yeah,
I feel like it's like he's given them a green light to say what they've been not saying for a long time.
Right.
And it's just like, and they, like, in the back of their mind, they've known that it's not the right thing to say, but they felt it. Felt it, and they've kept it to themselves, and now you got this guy supporting that kind of hate.
Yep.
And they're like, well, if he's saying it, then it's okay, and I'm going to vote for him because I feel the same way. And it's all of a sudden, it's out there. And in this day and age with social media, it's almost like I love when people put stuff on their Facebook thing about, like, this is my page and it's my opinion, and if you don't like it, then unfriend me and unfollow me or whatever. And it's like, how can you stop that? Like, you're putting it out there, and you know damn well that like, if you don't want people to comment, then make your page a page that people can't comment on. But don't continue to put stuff on there and then expect nobody to say anything when there's a comment button, you know? Like, then, you know, it's just ridiculous that they're going to tell you how to behave on their page. Like, no, yeah, God, like, I'm not going to unfriend you. I'm going to just keep commenting on the shit that I don't like. You unfriend me.
Right.
It's like, what was that show that a couple years ago where they were like, they make like duck calls, the guys, the that's why they're famous.
Duck Dynasty?
Duck Dynasty,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were all up in arms about, like, you know, possibly firing or canceling the show and stuff. And it's like, people, like, don't understand the concept of free speech. It's like, you're free to say what you want, but that doesn't mean there's no consequence.
Right.
And that no one could,
right,
you know, say something back to you. It's like, it's, you can say whatever you want, but you may lose your job.
Yeah, exactly. But somebody might, you may get punched in the face. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, be prepared for whatever's going to get thrown back at you, whatever you put out there. Exactly. Just because you're going to throw it out there doesn't mean that you are now invincible and, or untouchable.
Yeah, if that's your opinion, fine, but it doesn't mean that you're going to have a network show anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I feel all of Trump supporters, you know, should, all the hate that they're spewing, it's stuff that you said in your own home, but you didn't say it out in society. You just kept it all locked away, yeah. And you just went about your business,
yeah.
And that was it. Yeah. I mean, now, like the other day, there were protesters protesting a KKK rally, and a KKK dude stabbed one of the protesters with a flagpole.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, Jesus. What is going on in this world? And basically, Trump is just, you know, like throwing gasoline on that fire.
Yeah, he really is. And it's scary. It's really, I mean, my wife and I had that conversation a couple of days ago, because I said, I was just flipping through my Facebook thing and I was just like, it's really, really out of control at this point. Like, yeah. And then the people that don't support him and know how rotten he is and you know, how messed up this whole thing is, it's slowly getting to a point where there's nothing they can do about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they do, it's like, you sit, it's like, what a crapshoot the election's going to be. It's just ridiculous. And everybody going, he's not going to win.
I thought a couple months ago, it's like, he won't get the nomination. And now it's like, it's slowly looking like he's going to get the nomination.
I know. But like, this mentality is everywhere. Like, aren't there, yeah. there's lots of issues in Europe too, isn't there? Where it's like the fear of them, not us, where like these nationalist parties are rising up and like this like xenophobia and it just...
Yeah.
It's really,
feel free to like hate a group.
Right.
Exactly. It's so, you know, I mean, even just going back to earlier this year with the Black Lives Matter and right up till tonight, Oscar So White, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I just tweeted something about this. Like, you know what? What is it, November, when all the gay white party events start?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wait till that hashtag rolls around. White party so white. You know? White party so white, you know, here we are. And it's like, oh my God, it's just, sometimes it does make you want to just get off of every electronic device that you have.
Yeah.
You know, and just take a break. And I'm not advocating going camping, because that's not for me. Going off the grid, somehow going off the grid. But yeah, it's just, it starts messing with your mind so bad. You know, I don't know.
Especially when you talk to, you know, you assume educated people, like some of your friends or whatever, who are supporting Trump, you scratch your head and go, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were smarter than this. Can't you see through the smoke and mirrors? Like,
no, I know.
Do you not know his track record? Do you not, especially women?
Yeah.
Not know that he's
women, bankruptcies. You know, I mean, he stated outright that he doesn't know anything about foreign policies, but he would learn about them.
Right.
It's just like,
may not forget that he wants to have sex with his daughter.
Exactly. He wants to bang his daughter.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah, that speaks volumes, though. That's going to make him get the nomination in the South, I think.
Well, someone's actually posted, like, if he does win the presidency, his wife will be the first lady to have ever posed nude in Playboy.
Yeah.
What an honor.
Correct. We all realize if it was any first lady... prior, that would be a whole mess of issues. Like, oh my God, Obama can't be president because Michelle go ahead and posed nude. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, your wife did.
Yeah.
It's all right with you. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, like, logically, and you go, this really can't happen. I mean, seriously, we're talking about a guy that just hosted a reality show. You know, I mean, like, and then I go, oh my God, Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. You
know, no political background.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah, right. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, come on, Jesus.
I don't know what we're doing, but yeah, that's my rag. I'm all dried up now.
Nicole, did you have one more?
Yeah, I think that can we all do ourselves a favor, and if our job is to answer a phone, that you should not sound like you want to kill yourself when you're talking to me.
I know, right?
You just fake. Being cordial.
It should just be part of the job requirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. You didn't call me?
No. But almost any place, especially in this state, you call.
True.
If you're lucky enough to get a human being.
Yeah.
They're usually a misguided shit face. Yeah.
welcome an Indian call center because at least they're nice.
Yeah.
True.
Very true. To be. Yeah. They have to be.
Yeah. They call them, they're just like, it's just like, get another job. Get
yeah.
a job where you talk to no one. Please.
I know. It's like, don't apply to customer service if you don't think
exactly.
you could be of service to a customer. Just don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, the person might be a millennial, mad being in a call center, doing customer service, and feels that they should be getting paid more money writing funny memes on Twitter. Did you hear about
the
this?
The Yelp lady? Yeah.
Yes.
Yelp lady?
Yes. Oh, my God. I totally read that. Oh, my. That was brutal. But the response was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, millennials in general that have that entitled attitude make me angry.
It really is. Like, I used to feel bad thinking about people that were busting their ass so hard, like, you know, writing their dissertations and going for their masters and all that stuff. And when they get out of they finish their education, they just assume they're going to jump into this 6-figure salary and they're not, you know, I would go, oh, you know, it is a shame. I mean, like, they really tried. Then you get these ones that went to a party school that their parents paid for. They didn't have to work to put themselves through school.
Yeah.
They don't
right.
really care what they're going to do when they get out, you know, and then they have the nerve to complain like that. Ugh.
It's like, even if they raise the minimum wage, if you live in a major city, it's still not enough. You have to have a roommate. Like, you have to do certain, you just have to have certain consolations in your life until you get to a certain level on a job.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have a $1,200 a month apartment until, like, we were working for a good 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. I mean,
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You didn't just, like, jump into a lease and, like, be like, oh, my goodness.
I'm just eating bread all the time.
It's like, hope they give me free pretzels at work.
Yeah, free snacks, free drinks, and then she was bitching about how the snack people only stocked it Monday through Friday. Shut
God,
up.
That was brutal.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Rude. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Okay, I'm done. Now I'm done.